This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In From Strength to Strength, Finding Success, Happiness, and Deep Purpose in the Second Half of Life. Arthur C. Brooks navigates the complex journey of aging and the pursuit of happiness in later life. With an insightful and compassionate perspective, Brooks merges empirical research with philosophical insights to offer a roadmap for individuals embarking on the second half of their journey through life. This book is particularly poignant for those facing midlife transitions, seeking to find renewed purpose and joy beyond the zenith of their professional careers. Brooks, a Harvard professor and best-selling author, draws from a wide range of disciplines, including psychology, economics, and spiritual traditions, to propose strategies for embracing aging and transforming it into a period of growth and fulfillment. The book challenges societal norms around success and proposes a shift towards inner development and service to others as sources of lasting happiness. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the fluid and crystallized intelligence. Arthur C. Brooks delves into the concept of fluid versus crystallized intelligence as a foundational theme in From Strength to Strength. Fluid intelligence, the ability to solve new problems and think abstractly, peaks in young adulthood and begins to decline in the late 20s. Crystallized intelligence, on the other hand, involves the accumulation of knowledge and skills over time and tends to increase with age. Brooks emphasizes the importance of acknowledging and adapting to this natural cognitive shift. He argues that recognizing the transition from fluid to crystallized intelligence can empower individuals to focus on leveraging their accumulated wisdom and experience. This transition can be seen as an opportunity to pivot towards roles and activities that emphasize mentorship, teaching, and other forms of contribution that rely more heavily on crystallized intelligence. By doing so, individuals can find renewed purpose and satisfaction in the second half of life, turning what might be seen as a limitation into a profound strength. Secondly, embracing a life of contribution, Brooks emphasizes the significance of shifting from a life characterized by ambition to one focused on contribution as people move into the second half of their life. This change represents a pivotal transition from striving for personal achievements and recognitions to seeking ways to give back to society and enrich the lives of others. He suggests that this shift not only aligns with the natural evolution of our cognitive abilities, but also with a deeper, more fulfilling path to happiness. By focusing on contribution, individuals can find a sense of purpose that transcends material success and societal accolades. Brooks provides practical advice on how to embrace this shift, encouraging readers to explore volunteer work, mentoring, and engaging in community service. He argues that these activities not only benefit society but also enrich the individual's life, providing a sense of belonging, purpose, and joy that is often missing in the relentless pursuit of success. Thirdly, redefining success. In a society that often equates success with professional achievement and material wealth, Brooks challenges readers to redefine success in more meaningful terms. He invites individuals to consider a broader spectrum of achievements that include personal growth, relationships, and the impact one has on the world around them. Brooks argues that this redefinition is particularly crucial in the second half of life, when traditional markers of success may no longer provide the same satisfaction or may be less attainable. He encourages embracing values like kindness, generosity, and resilience as key components of a successful life. Through stories and research, Brooks illustrates how shifting priorities towards these non-material measures of success can lead to greater happiness and fulfillment. He also provides insights into how facing life's challenges and setbacks can be an opportunity for growth and self-discovery, further enriching the journey towards a redefined success. Fourthly, the power of spiritual exploration. Arthur C. Brooks delves into the importance of spiritual exploration as a means to deepen purpose and find lasting happiness in the latter stages of life. He posits that spirituality, whether through organized religion, meditation, nature, or personal reflection, offers a pathway to transcendence and connection beyond the self. This exploration can lead to a greater understanding of one's place in the world and foster a sense of peace and fulfillment. Brooks supports his arguments with research showing the positive effects of spiritual practices on mental health and well-being. By engaging in spiritual exploration, individuals can confront and alleviate existential anxieties, foster a sense of community and belonging, and access inner reserves of strength and resilience. Brooks encourages readers to actively seek out spiritual experiences and practices that resonate with them personally, suggesting that this journey can be an essential component of achieving happiness and purpose in the second half of life. Lastly, maintaining physical and cognitive health, an essential topic in From Strength to Strength, is the emphasis on maintaining physical and cognitive health as critical components of aging well and finding purpose in later life. Brooks highlights the interconnectedness of physical health, mental acuity, and overall well-being. He advocates for regular physical activity, healthy eating, and cognitive exercises as key strategies to preserve and enhance physical and mental capabilities. Brooks also addresses the importance of social engagement and maintaining strong social networks to combat loneliness and cognitive decline. By providing practical tips and supporting his recommendations with research findings, Brooks aims to empower readers to take proactive steps towards safeguarding their health. This proactive approach is framed not just in the context of preventing decline, but as a means to continue growing, learning, and contributing effectively to the world. Maintaining health is presented as a foundation on which the other principles for achieving happiness and fulfillment in the second half of life are built. In conclusion, Arthur C. Brooks, From Strength to Strength, is a profound exploration of how we can find success, happiness, and deep purpose in the second half of our lives. By redefining success, embracing a life of contribution, understanding the shift from fluid to crystallized intelligence, exploring spiritual dimensions, and prioritizing our physical and mental health, Brooks offers a holistic blueprint for aging with grace. This book is essential reading for anyone approaching or navigating their later years, providing practical advice and philosophical insights that challenge the conventional wisdom about aging. It's particularly suited for those who feel stuck in a rut or who are searching for ways to reinvent themselves after reaching professional pinnacles. Brooks's message is uplifting and encouraging. The second half of life can be even more rewarding than the first, filled with learning, growth, and giving back. This book promises not just a vision for aging well, but illuminates the path to living a truly meaningful life at any age. If you would like to support Arthur C. Brooks, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.